We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
They say the pathway to hell is paved with good intentions. Governor Steve Sisolak addressed the Silver State last night in what was supposed to have been a clear delineation of his timeline to reopen the state of Nevada. So was it clear to you? He announced we're in phase zero, and that means we haven't even begun the process of opening up. He also let us know that he doesn't know how many phases there might be. Maybe three, maybe four. Who knows? The people of this state are demanding, one, a sense of clarity, two, opening non-essential services to operate under the same criteria as so-called essential services, and three, opening this state where people can make their own judgment about whether they want to go out of their homes or not. The governor does not see it the same way. He's calling the shots that impact people's lives with apparently little to no input from the small business people and their employees. Again, the economy of the state is dying on the vine. Make no mistake about it. That economic death is taking its toll on families across the board, and that economic strain is putting the mental health of Nevada citizens on the line. The increase of cases has slowed, but new cases are still cropping up. New cases will continue to crop up in the months to come. The impact on hospitals and emergency centers has slowed as well. The people of Nevada have abided by the edicts put out by the governor, and yet he still thinks we're some distance from allowing an increase in any form of normal behavior. The governor wants people to just hang in there, but the people are losing hope due to the extended clampdown on our behavior. How much more can people take? That's the question being floated more than just about any other question. It's the first of the month. Rent and other first of the month bills are due. Many people don't have the money to pay all of their bills. They're going to have to choose which bills to pay and which bills will have to be pushed off until another round comes into play. Discretionary income? Forget about it. Most people are trying to figure out where the next dime is coming from. The governor didn't start this problem. He didn't start this pandemic. But because he is the governor, it's up to him to take the steps that will not only address the impacts of this crisis, but to address the steps that are clear, concise, and that can be implemented to mitigate the impact of Nevada's citizens. People have reached deep into their savings accounts to come up with the money needed to match whatever they're getting from unemployment to just pay the bare minimum of their bills. They know they've got no choice but to just keep on keeping on. But there is a limit. There is a point where people have reached the end of their savings and are just scraping the bottom of the barrel. This is not intended to paint a bleak picture. This is intended to paint a very realistic picture. There are many of us who are not experiencing these dire straits, but for those of us who are not experiencing the unbearable stress the closure is creating, it's got to be said that there is real pain, real challenges that are forcing some people to make choices between rent and food for their children. Las Vegans have come together in the past to overcome horrendous challenges. 9/11 and the October 1 shooting come to mind. Yes, we will come through this challenge successful and stronger than before. In the meantime, unnecessary stress is being experienced by the most vulnerable among us. Governor, do what is right, but open the state up to responsible people sooner than later. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.